Wellness Wednesday is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. The life you love starts here.
Family disputes over elderly parents are more common when multiple children are interested and involved in the caregiving. Now, siblings may be wondering how to protect the money of elderly parents from one another. Relationship tensions and family feuds can easily escalate. How do you juggle these responsibilities and tensions? Well, here to sort it all out is aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, great topic today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Eugene.
All right, well, let's get to it. What are some of the basic issues that we're dealing with?
So a lot of times when you have siblings involved, there's always going to be one that probably has the primary burden. So you find kind of two kind of situations. One is assistance with care, and the other one is the potential for abuse of a loved one. And so some of the things that you run into when you're looking to maybe reach out to your siblings and say, you know, can you help out? But these are things that you're facing as well. But one is, I don't have the time. That sort of implies that the caregiver has all the time in the world. And we know family caregivers often have to give up jobs and promotions, miss their kids' events. So, and they put their own well-being on back in the back burner. So we have to realize if you are a sibling and you have another sibling involved, what they're going through. You know, obviously another issue is I can't afford to. Very legitimate issue, because if you're a family caregiver who gives up their job, it affects your financial status now, but also in the future. You're not paying into Social Security, et cetera. And then your retirement could be affected. Another one, which I find somewhat of a lame excuse, but for people maybe not wanting to, you know, to participate, is I can't bear to see mom or dad like that. Well, who can, right? But yet somebody has to step up. The problem is that if the siblings aren't all working together, and, you know, obviously people could be in different localities, is that there's always potential for abuse, especially if the wrong sibling is in the care of mom or dad.
How can we rectify some of these conflicts?
So I think the first thing you have to do is be direct with your request for help, right? And not beat around the bush, not be subtle, not lay hints, just say, I need help. Here's where I need it. And then sit down and create a list of the potential areas where you need help and assign those appropriately. So, for example, if I'm not good with money, you don't want to give me the checkbook. But if I'm good at shopping or doing errands, you want to give me that. You want to keep everyone in the loop so that everybody's aware what's going on, because when there's more communication, there's going to be more coordination and better care. But if you are being ignored, you need to reach out for help from professionals. And you also have to, you know, find that balance of taking care of yourself as well as the one you're, you know, your care recipient, mom or dad.
So what if siblings disagree about the care for mom and dad?
Well, you really would like to work it out within the family, but sometimes you need an outside help. So sometimes you can call a geriatric care manager. These are professionals who put plans together for the care of mom or dad. And so they have an outside objective opinion and they can help. If it gets too far down the line, you may have to call in a mediator, but you can also find resources at the National Family Caregiver Support Program or even your local area agency on aging.
So before I see the professional or the mediator, what are some of the potential signs of trouble?
Well, you know, and we talked about abuse before, but the one telltale sign is limiting access to a loved one. If that's happening, and even if you have, if it's not a family member taking care of mom or dad, it's a home care professional. If there's limited access for some reason, that's a telltale sign of something's going on. If you do have access and you see, you know, signs, whether it's, you know, dehydration or unusual weight loss or malnutrition, you might know that something's going on. On the flip side, a parent may turn on siblings. You know, when somebody gets dementia, you know, a lot of times their behavior changes and the other siblings, because they're not there day to day, they find this surprising, but you have to be aware that this does happen and manipulations could be, you know, done by a parent who's trying to avoid, you know, going into an assisted living or things like that. And then, of course, there's financial abuse, which really points to the fact that you need to take care of these issues, estate planning, wills, living wills, long-term care insurance, way before there is a crisis. Everything in this aging space, it's only acted upon when there's a crisis. So do it sooner than later.
And all this information is on your website. What is it?
TheAgingExperience.com.
TheAgingExperience.com.